Oh boy, if you're hearing weird noises, it's because I'm involved. It's shortly after 1930. My name is Tobe. You are listening to me, for whatever reason, on Anon Radio. And I can go on and on Anon Radio, if I want to. So I shall, at least for the next 29 and a half minutes. Gonna put down my frog ocarina here. That's what you were listening to briefly. And what do I needed to tell you? Oh, I needed to tell you this. I woke up this morning, I looked out the window, and it was sort of overcast but not raining. So I thought, oh, I better check the thermometer. And so I checked the thermometer, and it was about 74 degrees or something, and I went outside. And that made me happy. But it was a little bit too hot. I shouldn't have gone outside. I didn't get sick, but it's a long story. I stayed in the shade and everything's cool. But I didn't find anything. I found, some mushrooms that weren't very exciting. And I saw a squirrel and I saw one duck. I went to the wetlands. There's this wetlands area real close to my house, about a mile away. It's one of the only wetlands inside city limits in the entire world. And I saw a duck. And I saw two regular turtles, but no snapping turtles, and I was looking for some snappers, because I love snapper! I love snapper! Snappers are cool. There's this one that lives in the pond there. I call him Red October, and he's probably been there for 60 years, because he is huge. And when I say huge, his carapace is 2 feet long. And if you were to put a tape measure on it, it would probably get to 3 feet just because of the arch. And when he is swimming and his head is fully extended and his tail is fully extended, I swear to God, he is 5 feet long. And he's huge. And I like to chase him around. And I've pet him a few times. Sometimes he's in shallow water and I can reach out and pet him on the back. And people might be thinking, Tobe, you pet snapping turtles? Yes. Yes, I do. That is how goddamn cool I am. It takes some balls to be me. I can't recommend it for everyone, but if you have the kind of confidence I have, you can go around petting snapping turtles and retain all of your fingers. I know I have. I like funny animals. I like animals that everybody are scared of, like porcupines. I was looking for porcupines today, too, because I'm always looking for porcupines, and I didn't find any because I was going to give them porcupine kisses because I like to give them kisses and I like to pet them. Yes, I have petted a porcupine. And you might be thinking, well, isn't that kind of dangerous? No, you just got to do it. It's not any different than petting an alligator or petting a snapping turtle or petting a shark. You know, don't tell them that your hand is food. You know, duh. It's that simple. Porcupines are just too awesome. The way I got interested in porcupines, and you're not going to believe this, but this is an god-awful true story. This goes all the way back to my high school days. When I was in high school, I was walking down the hall one day, and this was towards the beginning of the school year. This was like the third or fourth day of my high school career. I'd only been in this building 3 days. I don't even know the building. And this was just a regular high school. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's a school for weirdos, but it's just was called regular high school, you know, Westside High School. Yeah, but, I mean, think about it. If I was going there, you know it's school for weirdos. And so one day, class got out or something. This is the middle of the day, around lunchtime, I think, and everybody was walking down towards the cafeteria and filing into the lunchroom, right? And I was just walking around, dur-dur-dur. Being stupid, can't figure out anything because I'm an idiot. And I swear to God, this is true. I'm walking down the hall, and suddenly I look down, and about 10 feet in front of me, running along, not even running, just sort of waddling along the side of the wall under the lockers, is a porcupine. And I wasn't even sure it was a porcupine. You know, I'm standing there, I'm in a school. You know, I'm not expecting to see a porcupine, so I stop and I'm standing there and I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking, you know, I've never seen a porcupine in real life, but I'm pretty sure that's a porcupine. I'm kind of smart sometimes, and that And I'm looking around and looking at other people. Nobody else seems to be able to see the porcupine. Nobody cares. Nobody... Okay, am I hallucinating the porcupine? Am I the only person who can see this porcupine? Nobody else gave a crap. You know, and you would think if there's a porcupine running around in a building somewhere, you would think people would care, but no. So I stood there for a little bit longer, and I'm watching this porcupine. He's just walking down the hall, and he gets past the lunchroom and sort of out of people traffic. And he's waddling on down the hall, and I'm thinking, okay, is it a robot? Because, you know, this is a school. We got robots. We got computers. We got all kinds of weird crap in this school because this is the school I go to, and you have to have weirdness. And no, because every once in a while I'm watching this guy and little porcupine poops are then rolling around on the floor. So I've decided to follow this porcupine for a while, and I follow this porcupine down the hall. And there's other people walking in my direction. They don't look at the porcupine. They don't care. They don't seem to have... There's no concern that there's a porcupine running around in the school. And I'm just kind of trying to go with it. I'm trying to figure out, am I to be incredulous? Am I to be surprised? Well, I wasn't yet until I followed the porcupine around the corner, and he goes down this other little hallway, and I'm not kidding you, there the porcupine runs into another porcupine. Okay, and there's two porcupines in the hallway, and I'm the only one in the hallway with these two porcupines. I'm looking around, because now I'm looking for somebody, and I'm going to ask them, are you seeing this? Is this just me? No, there was two porcupines running around in the hall, and... To this day, it sounds a little weird, but that's when I decided I like porcupines. I later found out that these porcupines were owned by one of our biology teachers. He taught biology and zoology and physiology, and he liked porcupines and other animals, and I eventually went into this guy's room, and yeah, there's animals everywhere, ducks and stuff, and he would just let these animals run loose. Yeah, and so there'd be porcupines running around loose in the halls of our school, and you would see them sometimes. Hell, you could be sitting in... One time I was sitting in French class, which was kind of down the hall and around the corner from the bio rooms, and porcupine just wanders in, and I'm like, yeah, porcupine! My French teacher gets all pissed off, and Monsieur, en français, s'il vous plaît. You know, so I'm sitting there going, yay! C'est un porc-épic, ici! I love porcupines. I love porcupines so much that I even know how to say porcupine in French, which is porc-épic. It sounds like porky pig. That's the easiest way to remember it. It means stick pork. It means sticky pork. It means the pork with the spines. Les épiques. So that's how I came to love porcupines. Because then, you know, you'd be sitting in some class. Hell, when you're sitting in biology class, I remember sitting in biology and the porcupines would just wander up to you and start sniffing your foot and you could pet them. They're fairly tame, being used to people being around all the time. And when I say pet a porcupine, you got to do it in the right direction. Start at the head, go toward the butt. If you start at the butt and go toward the head, you're going to have a handful of porcupine quills, and it's kind of painful. I wouldn't know. That's just what I've been told. But you don't have to worry about your hand getting infected, because something that a lot of people don't know about porcupines is that they generate a natural disinfectant. And so when you get stabbed by a porcupine, you don't have to really disinfect the wound because it's naturally disinfected by porcupine juice. And you might be wondering, how do you know this? Or why would this be? And the truth of the matter is, the reason that porcupines have this disinfectant quality about them is it's because they suck at climbing. Even though porcupines like to climb up trees, that doesn't mean they're good at it. I mean, I like to do lots of stuff too. That doesn't mean I'm good at it. But porcupines, they're so bad at falling or climbing trees that they fall out of trees all the time. And you can go on the internet right now and search for porcupine falling out of tree, and you will find a lot of videos, and they're hilarious. Because there's nothing funnier than a porcupine falling out of a tree. And since porcupines fall out of trees so much, they land on their own quills and they get stuck and they'll have little problems and they don't want to get infections from their own falls out of trees. And so that's why they generate their little own disinfectant. And I think that's awesome. And that's only one reason why I like porcupines so much. Everybody should get one. I wonder if I could get one. Can you get them as pets? I probably can. I probably could go capture some wild ones. We got wild porcupines around here. You gotta go out a little out of the city limits a little bit to get them, but that's why I love porcupines. Okay, and we're back. I just noticed that I left the window open because it is a nice day, fairly, and I'm letting the air in, but I'm also letting in all the noise. Can you guys hear that? Can you hear that over this? The cicadas and all the bugs and all the whining going. Okay, let's just close the window right now. There. I don't know if that'll help any, but I do get a lot of noise in my life, and some of the noise I'm starting to get worried about. I'm looking towards the door because it's getting close to time to do kitty stuff, and kitty stuff is very important. It's very important to kitties, and kitty stuff is having to deal with the kitty. I don't hear any kitty yangins me. That's good. You missed it. About 15 minutes ago, I'd made some lemonade, and I poured myself a nice big cup, and I was walking down here to do some Anon Radio stuff, because you are listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm the president and corrupt financial officer of the Dubious Goals Committee. And after I made the lemonade, then the cat started yanging at me because she saw I was carrying something, because you can't carry anything without letting the cat know what it is. So I had to sit down on the floor and hold the cup so she could look into it. And she's like, oh, I've never seen that before, because it's blue. And I don't know why it's blue. I just bought it. I saw it on the store, and the only reason I bought it is because I was watching a race on TV the night before, and it was a race that wasn't on a racetrack. Well, it was on a racetrack, but it wasn't paved, it was dirt. And so these guys were going sliding all over the place, doing all this crazy stuff, and it was interesting. I watched it, and the race was sponsored by this lemonade company. And then just by coincidence, the next day I walked by a big display of the lemonade in the grocery store, so I bought two bottles of the blue lemonade. So I'm showing the cat the blue lemonade, and the cat thinks she needs to drink it. So she drinks it. Turns out my cat likes blue lemonade. Now my cat, every time she sees this cup, she's trying to get me to put it down there by her face so she can drink it. And I can't give her kitty lemonade because kitties don't drink lemonade, and it gives kitties kitty poops. And I don't want to clean up kitty diarrhea. But anyway, I don't even remember what I was talking about. The cat. The cat and the lemonade. This happens with my tea as well. I can just put my tea down low enough for her to look in there, and she knows she doesn't want it because kitties don't drink tea. But apparently kitties like lemonade. At least my cat does. And you know what else I found out my cat likes? First, I should tell you that my cat is probably the only cat in the world that doesn't care about chicken, doesn't care about tuna. You can open up this stuff right in front of her, she doesn't care. You know, in the past I've had cats, if there's chicken in the refrigerator, they will figure out how to open up the refrigerator and eat that damn chicken. Not this cat. The other day I discovered that she likes, of all things, ham. That's right, I have the ham kitty. And when I say ham, I don't mean amateur radio. I do, of course, mean the pork product. I'm not a big ham guy, but for some reason or another, I don't even remember why I was eating ham. And I'm not even talking about, like, good ham. I'm eating, you know, ham lunch meat, your deli ham, the kind of ham you go up and say, I'll take a pound of ham, except I only get a quarter pound because I don't eat very much ham. And what's the cat trying to do? The cat's trying to snake the ham out of my hands. You know, what are you doing? And the cat's climbing up. I'm trying to hold it up so she can't get it. I'm holding it up as high as possible. The cat has to climb up me now to get the ham. My cat, the pedigreed, least wild type of cat you can imagine. Turns out my cat is a predator. My cat predates upon ham. the ham predator kitty. That's crazy, but you know, that's my cat for you. Oh, I had to give my cat a haircut today because some of the fur by her butt was all dreadlocky and not fluffy, and I actually had to get the scissors out and cut these little tangles out, and that was no good. But it was better than giving the cat a bath and trying to wash it out, which would have been impossible because these things were nasty. But I do want to give the cat a bath and record it sometime, because we do have to give the cat a bath every once in a while, and she's fairly tolerant of it for a while. She complains about it, but she tolerates it. And I promise the next time we give the cat a bath, I will have the recorder in the bathroom, and you will hear my cat getting a bath live on a non-radio, because that's what it's for, giving kitties a bath. I'm kind of surprised the cat isn't at the door right now. If I'm in here and I'm talking on the phone, or I'm talking into this computer thingy with all the knobs on it, but there's still not enough knobs on it for me, we'll talk about knobs later, my cat will sit outside the door and just meow, 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 and mew plaintively because, oh no, kitty abuse, meow, meow. Because cat always has to be in any room where she hears people talking. And if you're talking to no one, she still has to be there. Eventually, and I will do this soon, I'm going to hook up one of my good microphones, because I'm only using the built-in condenser microphones to make this recording now. But I do have some good ones. I'm going to put a good mic by the door and run it into this thing while I'm talking. I'll run it into another channel, and maybe we'll be able to capture some meows from my cat, Pippa, the fluffy butt gazinkas. It's got the fluffiest butt, except I had to trim some of the butt fur off, so now she has just butt fuzz. It's such a fluffy baby. We'll get to hear her meow at some point in time. If we ever do the kitty in the bath episode, you'll hear lots of meows, lots of complaining, I don't want to be in the water meows. So eventually I'm going to have to go out of this room. I'm in my master control room, sometimes known as my office, sometimes known as my studio. It's one of the rooms that the cat can't go into because she'll chew on all the wires because she thinks they're kitty spaghetti. And no matter how many times you tell her that's not kitty spaghetti, that's a very expensive $60 microphone cord, don't chew on it, the kitty chews on it anyway. And she does this when she's mad because we're not doing kitty stuff. And it's important to do kitty stuff, we gotta do kitty stuff 15 times a day. What is kitty stuff? Kitty stuff is the kitty business that we get up to, and we gots to do this. And yeah, and uh-oh, she heard me say kitty business, and I can hear her yanging outside the door now. What this entails is I have to go into the other room, I have to put on my kitty pants. Yes, I have special kitty pants that I have to wear. They're black sweatpants that are covered in cat hair. And then I have to sit down on the floor and wrap my feet up in this blanket. And this blanket wrapped around my feet serves to protect my feet, because I don't wear shoes or socks or anything. And then I have to wad up the rest of the blanket sort of between my knees, and then the cat has to sit between my legs, and then I have to pet her and brush her while she kneads on the blanket. And she kneads on the blanket for about 20 minutes and just purrs and purrs and purrs and kneads and kneads and kneads. And I always ask her questions like, are you making some dough? Are you making kitty pizza dough? Are you making kitty bagel dough? Kitty pretzel dough? My cat is a baker. And my cat has all of her claws, of course. And by the way, if you want some cat claws, I have tons. I collect them whenever she's sharpening her claws on my carpet or on the kitty post. I can dig claws out of there. I also have a collection of kitty whiskers. If you want to make a one whisker brush, I have the cat whiskers. And so we got to do kitty stuff all the time. And the reason that I have to wrap the blanket around my feet is because she kneads so much and she has claws that if I don't have the blanket wrapped around my feet, she will find my feet and she'll start digging into my feet with her claws. And that's why I have all these scratch marks and all these little red spots and all these little bleeding areas around my ankles, because my cat always manages to slip her paw through the blanket and find my bare skin. And then I don't even notice it until I step into a hot bathtub, and it's like, wow, why does my ankle hurt in 18 little sharp places that feel like they're getting stung by bees? Because that's where we were doing kitty stuff, because we got to do kitty stuff all the time, and you got to get your kitty paws on, keep them on the blanket. But kitty paws don't end up on the blanket all the time. So sometimes the kitty dough is made out of my feet and blood. So don't eat any kitty pizzas. I was talking about knobs a minute ago. I'm recording what I'm saying right now on my 8-track, and it's got three rows of 8 knobs. What is that? 8 times 3 is... crap, and I'm supposed to know this one because it's 8 and that's computer stuff. It's between 16 and 32. 24. There's 24 plus these 3, 24, 25, 26, 27 knobs on this thing, and I like to turn knobs. There's not enough knobs on it. So I'm thinking about getting out my mixing board and hooking up my mixing board so I can have at least 78 more knobs. And if I have 78 more knobs, then I have send loops and I have all kinds of fun stuff, because what I didn't tell you is that if you've noticed the sound quality improved during my show, it's because about a week ago, I got out my compressor. Yes, I have a compressor. I have a real good one. I have all kinds of real good stuff. Stuff that you've probably never heard of, but it's super fun, and it comes in real handy if you make radio stuff like this. Stuff like what? Stuff like this show. You're listening to Tobe. That's me on Anon Radio.